Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Forest officials estimate that the Dance Fire burning near Orleans is now 95% contained, and they have found no fires burning outside of the containment line. Full containment of the blaze is expected tonight. The fire, which has burned more than 600 acres, destroyed one home and two outbuildings. The greatest concern now is smoke, and the Karuk tribe is working to provide assistance to those who are evacuated, as well as those who need help dealing with smoke in the air. Fire managers will be at the Karuk Department of Natural Resources at 6 o'clock tonight to give another operational update. Fire managers will also discuss the Butler Fire, which broke out on Wednesday and is comprised of two fires, the Boulder Fire and the Shelley Fire. Highway 93 has been closed, and the fires have burned more than 400 acres in the Six Rivers National Forest near Soames Bar and the Salmon River. The Sheriff's Office, along with United States Forest Service agents, the Hoopoe Valley Tribal Police, and the Cannabis Eradication and Reclamation Team, conducted investigations on three separate marijuana cultivation sites this week. On Monday, authorities located a site below the Brushy Mountain Lookout on Friday Ridge in Willow Creek. Officers destroyed over 7,000 marijuana plants and located 14 pounds of rodenticide, 32 ounces of insecticide, and 32 ounces of carbofuran, a chemical banned in the United States due to its toxicity. On Wednesday, officers found another site in the Supply Creek watershed on the Hoopoe Valley Indian Reservation. Officers eliminated over 8,000 plants and located a dead fisher, an animal currently under review to be listed as an endangered species. A necropsy will be conducted on the fisher to determine its cause of death. The Eureka Police Department's Traffic Division will conduct a traffic safety program in August and September, and it will focus on motorcycle safety. In 2012, Eureka officers responded to 18 collisions involving motorcycles, incidents that resulted in 10 injuries and one fatality. So far in 2013, officers have responded to 13 motorcycle crashes that resulted in 8 injuries and 2 drug or DUI-related collisions. Officers will be alert for motorcyclists who speed, which is the leading cause of motorcycle crashes, or who make unsafe lane changes and commit other traffic infractions that are both dangerous to the riders and to other motorists. And the Eureka Police Department will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint tonight somewhere within city limits as part of the ongoing summer DUI campaign throughout the county. The county DUI task force has focused on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from local roads, and it's not just in Humboldt County. To the north, the Crescent City Area Command of the California Highway Patrol will conduct a driver's license and DUI checkpoint tonight as well. All drivers going through the checkpoint will be checked for signs of impairment or who are under the influence of alcohol or drugs. It's also the second day of the 120th annual Del Norte County Fair. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement has been busy this week investigating marijuana cultivation sites. Those grow operations pose a threat to the environment. Poisons utilized in the growing of marijuana can lead to the death of native species and the contamination of local waterways. In addition to toxicants, water diverted to sustain grow operations is a grave concern, as Sheriff Mike Downey explains.
We have a lack of water in the whole system throughout. You know, rivers that were normally, you know, two or three times as large as they are now, or at least half as much, are drying, you know, getting to the point where their flows are down in the September, October levels here in the end of July.
Sheriff Downey went on to point out the devastation that is being done to watersheds and rivers.
There are hundreds of thousands of gallons being pumped out of some of these watersheds on a daily basis. And you see that's reflected in the rivers and the tributaries and all that we have today. And we have the increase in the algae bloom. All those things are choking those rivers.
Environmental degradation is one of the many reasons why law enforcement works to eliminate marijuana grows. And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.